Day 335. Harassed by jealousy. Acts 17, verse 1 through 15. In Thessalonica, Paul went into the synagogue to discuss the scriptures. For three Sabbaths, he explained why Christ had to die. He proved that Christ had to come back from death. "The Christ is Jesus," Paul said. "He's the man I'm telling you about." Some Jews, many Greeks, and important women joined Paul and Silas. Certain Jews formed a mob with ruffians from the marketplace. The city was in an uproar. People shouted, "These people have been turning the world upside down. Now they've come to our city." At the nearby town of Berea, Paul entered the synagogue. These Jews were more civil than those in Thessalonica. They welcomed Paul's message eagerly. "Are these things true?" they wondered. So they studied the scriptures every day. Many of them believed, as did some Greek women and noblemen. But people from Thessalonica arrived. Crowds were stirring up, and Paul had to flee to the coast. Timothy and Silas stayed behind while Paul traveled to Athens. There, he waited for his companions. Here's two questions for your children, parents. What happened to Paul at Thessalonica? And what did the people at Berea do to understand Paul's message? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.